take away God from a child, from an adult. It leaves the soul tormented. I know this isn't right, but adults are telling me this is right. I know, and I don't even know how I know. And the reason we know this is we have in scriptures how God has put this into us that He exists. God exists. And yet, we tell the children God doesn't exist. There's just some force if you want to believe in anything, but it isn't the God of scripture. And so there's a tormenting inside of the soul. And when this starts to happen, there is a rebellion against all forms of what? All forms of substance of right and wrong, of truth, non-truth. What you've done is you've ripped, torn from the soul that which he knows in the soul to be real and to be true. God exists. God has manifested himself, revealed himself to finite man in a number of ways. Let me list just some of the ways God reveals himself to man. Now, I'm not going to go through St. Thomas Aquinas and with all of his proofs of God, starting with the heavens and the stars and the structures and various things that we go through that Thomas Aquinas came up with in the proof of the existence of God. All I want to deal with here is look at some of the ways that God reveals himself to man. So this is under point 4, sub-point 1. He reveals himself to man by his names. By his names.